there is a certain way prescribed by God to go to the Father and to go to heaven. Without that, one is lost. Are you lost and do not know it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus, and in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking since our last broadcast about the question of being lost. Are you lost and do not know it? The Bible tells us how to recognize such a thing, and why is it important to know it? Don't turn the dial, because your eternal destiny depends on knowing what God expects of you and me. And I want to share that with you today, if you would be so kind, if you would let me. And I think that if you will, by the end of this broadcast, God will bring a new light to your present-day life and circumstances and give you a great future. How do we know? How do we know if we are lost and do not know it? First question that you have to ask yourself is, do I know Jesus as a living person? Is He a person I communicate with? Is He a person who is a reality to me, that I know in my heart, that I walk and talk with? Who answers my prayers? Who answers me? Do I know Jesus as a living person? Now, if you can answer yes to that question, you are not lost. But if you answer no to that question, the Bible says
you are lost and you need to be saved. Now you say, but Byrne, saved from what? The answer is, as we said in our last broadcast, saved from sin, saved from self, and saved from the consequence of sin, which is the fall through which Adam and Eve became physical because they were previously made in the image and likeness of God, and the image of God is spirit and the likeness of God is soul, that is mind, will, emotions. We have a mind as God has a mind, or a soul as God has a soul. But God does not have a physical body, but we do. The physical was the consequence of the fall. And so if we understand these things, we must be saved from becoming disembodied, that is, at our death, separated from our physical body, which dies, and be caught in space and time until the Bible says space and time are no more. Because if we are in a state of sin, if we are in a state where God cannot accept us, we are not presentable to Him, then we go to the outer darkness, as the Scripture calls it, until the restoration of all things, when time will be no more, the Scripture says, and God will restore all things, Acts 3, verse 21. Now, if we understand that, then having to go through ages and ages disembodied in the outer darkness with the devil and the fallen angels, well, that's the hell of it. Eons upon eons, the Scripture says. Ages upon ages. That is not God's plan for you or me. God's plan for you and God's plan for me is to translate us from the physical body directly into Zoe life, rather than we be trapped in eonic life, that is the life of ages upon ages in the outer darkness, as the Scripture calls it. You don't want that. I don't want that. But you see, God has a standard, folks. He does not lower His standard because of man's ignorance. So we must find out what God's standard is, and if we can meet God's standard, He will do everything else to bring us into Zoe life, which means the life of God, which is free of space and time, and He will translate us immediately and completely, either at the moment of our personal death, which is our personal rapture, or at the moment of the rapture of the church, whichever comes first. But God will do it, because He says in the Scripture that He will do it. But He sets conditions for us. And by these conditions, we can recognize if we are lost and if we need to get saved. And the first and foremost criteria is, do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the living Son of God? If you do not, you are not saved. It's as simple as that. But guess what? God brings these revelations forth so that you can get saved, so that He can bless you, so that He can give you a great future, regardless of what your past is, regardless of what circumstance you are in right now, regardless of what addiction you have. That's right. Jesus takes people with bad pasts and gives them great futures. Would you like to be one of those people? It's free, you know, and God will do it for you if you will just let Him, if you will just reach out. Because Jesus promised in the Gospel of John that if anyone reach out to Him, He said, I will manifest myself to him. That's how you get to know Jesus. He manifests Himself to you. You see? And guess what, my friend? Mohammed can't do it. Ramakrishna can't do that. Brahma can't do that. Confucius can't do that. Lao Tzu can't do that. The Pope can't do that. I can't do that. No man can do that. Only Jesus can do that. And the first evidence of His presence is the evidence of changed lives. And you and I both see born-again Christians worldwide testifying of how their lives have changed since they have received Jesus Christ into their hearts. Do you need a changed life? Everybody needs a changed life. And the evidence that it is real is the fact that when you reach out to Him and get the revelation of Him, that He changes your life to prove to you that He is a living spirit person, nonetheless, a living person, the living Son of God. But He has a standard, and we must meet His standard. God has a standard, as I said before. He does not lower that standard because of our ignorance. But if we will find out what He expects of us, we will be saved, and we will be blessed, and we will be changed, and we will have victory in our lives, and we will conquer the problems that have obstructed us for so many years. And we will have peace, and we will have happiness, and we will have something that Jesus offers us that no religion can offer you. And do you know what that is? Love. The love of God. You see, when you receive Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior, He will begin to love you with the love of the Father. He said, I and my Father are one. And do you know what the love of the Father is? The love of the Father is to love people to life. That's the love of the Father. Religion puts you under performance. Religion is of the devil. All religion is of the devil. In Old Testament scripture, in Genesis, it represents the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Do this and don't do that. Rules and regulations. That's what religion is. God said to Adam and Eve, in the day that you eat of that tree, you will surely die. He meant physically, he meant spiritually. You will surely die. Religion is the angel of light phenomenon, which Jesus spoke of. When Satan comes, he comes as an angel of light, Jesus said, by the Holy Spirit. In other words, he comes like the real thing. In other words, he comes religious. But you see, it's a counterfeit. God doesn't call you to be religious. God calls you to be holy. And so I appeal to you in love, Mr. Hindu, Mr. Muslim, Mr. Denominational Christian, Mr. New Ager, or Miss New Ager, or Mrs., or whatever. I appeal to all of you to open your hearts to understand that God has nothing to do with religion. God is a God of covenant, of relationship, and He wants an intimate relationship with you, which you can receive by your reaching out to Him. But there is one requirement that we must first contend with, and that is to let go of our own ways, to let go of our own understanding. Listen to what the Holy Spirit says to us in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, He will direct your path. See, if you will acknowledge God, God will show you what to do. God will lead you in the path of righteousness. God will lead you out of the darkness of religion. No matter what religion it is. Because, you see, that is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and there is no living God there. God is at the tree of life, the other tree that was in the Garden of Eden, and the tree of life represents the tree of covenant, the tree of relationship. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man goes to the Father but through me. Jesus is the life. The tree of life represents the personhood of Jesus, the person of Jesus. And Jesus reaches out to you to love you and to want to reveal Himself to you. But God can only do as much for you as you will let Him. Let me ask you a question. Will you let Him? Will you let Him today? Listen to what he says in Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Again, he repeats it in Proverbs 16:25. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Can you imagine? In the same book of Proverbs, he says it twice. Why does God repeat things? He repeats things when he believes they are important for us to understand. We just read in Proverbs 3:5, lean not to your own understanding. Now in Proverbs 14 and 16, we read, there is a way which seems right to a man, the end thereof are the ways of death. Did you know that you can be dying and not know it? You can be dying spiritually. You can be dying physically and not know it because you are doing the wrong things spiritually. And what goes on in the spirit world, and what goes on in the spirit world determines what happens in the physical world. The spiritual explains the physical. The physical does not explain the spiritual. And so God warns us. And in Proverbs 14, verse 15 and 16, listen to what he says. The simple believe every word, but the prudent man looks well to his going. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but the fool rages and is confident. Let me ask you a question. Are you confident in your own understanding? The Bible says you're a fool. Now, I'm not saying it, and I don't mean to insult you. That's God saying it. If you have a problem with that, take it up with him, not me. I didn't write the Bible. I'm merely quoting the Bible. It says, a wise man feareth. Now, the word fear there means holds God in awe, holds God in reverence. That's what the word fears. And it says, a wise man fears. Holds God in reverence and departs from evil. But the fool rages. He complains. He criticizes. He finds fault, the scripture says, and is confident. Where do you stand with God? On which side of the fence are you? Have you thought what's going to happen to you 2 minutes after you die? Where will you be? Your mind will continue to exist because your mind is not destructible. Your mind is your soul. Your soul is eternal. What will happen to you in the first 2 minutes after your death? Go to bed tonight and be thinking about that over and over again until the answer comes to you. Will you meet God's standard by divine revelation, which is his word? He says in the scripture, I am watching over my word to perform it. In other words, he is going to perform his word just the way it's written. Well, why is there a problem then? Well, listen to what God says about man. Romans 3, verse 10 and 12. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 5, Paul said, I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. You see, the scripture says there are none who are truly wise of themselves. There are none in existence who are truly righteous of themselves or by themselves. It is not a reality. And the requirement to get into heaven, that is to go to the Father to receive that Zoe life of God, Zoe in the Greek means the life of God, dwelling with him eternally. The requirement is Matthew 5:48. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, we read, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Perfect. Well, man has a problem then. If there are none righteous, no, not one, how can we be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect? The answer is that we cannot, which is why we need a Savior. The word Savior in the Greek of the New Testament means deliverer, one who delivers us from our circumstances. And we certainly do have circumstances that we have to deal with. Yes, we do. That's what the scripture says. In Romans 6:23, we read, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The wages of sin is death. And we all sin because we have inherited the sin nature from our ancestors, Adam and Eve. Only sinners need a Savior. And the Savior is for the purpose of saving us from sin, as we said before, saving us from self, saving us from the consequences of space and time. Jesus says the things of the spirit are spirit. Space and time is physical. The worst thing that can happen to you or me is to be found disembodied in our soul life with a dead spirit man in space and time, rather than to be translated by Christ into the realm of the Holy Spirit, into the heavenly realm, to the presence of the Father. Don't let that happen to you, my friend. Don't let that happen to your loved ones. Jesus is coming, and he is coming very, very soon. There is not much time left to get saved. In the New Testament scripture, Paul says, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late for you or me. Today is the day that we must receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Only Jesus can save. Remember that. If you go to bed tonight knowing nothing else, remember that one fact. Only Jesus Christ can save. He alone is Messiah, the anointed one sent by the Father, come to save all men who will receive him unconditionally. You do not have to perform for God. You must simply receive him like a child in your heart, trusting him that once you ask him to do it, he does it. Repenting of your sin, God will do the rest. And heaven is a free gift. Going to the Father is a free gift. You see, in the world, you must earn everything. In the kingdom of God, everything is given freely, which is grace. That's why religion doesn't work. You have to perform for God in religion. But the scripture says there is none righteous, no, not one. And by the way, that same scripture, Old Testament scripture, okay, that's spoken by Isaiah, all of your works are like dirty rags to the Lord. Okay, that same Old Testament scripture is the scripture of our Jewish friends and the scripture of our Muslim friends. So we must understand, we cannot just selectively embrace scripture, one scripture over another. If it's all from God, we must embrace all of the scriptures, all that is the revelation of God. Not just Torah, not just Quran. Now, some of you Muslim folks out there also believe in the Tanakh, that is the Old Testament of the Bible. You also believe in the Psalms. You also believe in Proverbs, and you also believe in the Gospel of Luke. But you must treat them all equally, not just the Quran over them. You must realize that if God has given revelation, he has given revelation in all things, see? And that's why religion doesn't work, my friends. That's why we must have an open heart to the Spirit of God. Will you have an open heart to the Spirit of God and pray this prayer with me right now, that God may reveal himself to you as a living person? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. All you have to do is reach out right now and trust that he does it. And he will do it. If you have any element of doubt, he won't do it. But if you expect him to do it, he will do it. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same. Pray this prayer with me aloud now, will you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, repentant of your sin and willing to turn from it, God will do all the rest. So get yourself water baptized by immersion now, which is the seal of your salvation. Get Holy Spirit baptized so that you take on the power of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. And get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friends, you will never again be the same for the living God will reveal himself to you. Amen. What else does the Bible tell us about whether we are lost or saved? Let's talk more about it next week. God bless you.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zimpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.